Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hello and welcome back to the Wildcat Scoop Podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Shear, here with...
Jason Shear, baby.
And this is the awesome Senior Day Victory edition of the Wildcat Scoop Podcast. Arizona men's basketball annihilated. Destroyed.
Centralized.
Who they play? Oregon.
Yes.
Yeah, I forget. It was so long ago. I forgot who they played.
Shelby. First of all, Shelby had 2 flag football games. Then she went
in the
home,
sun.
Caught some of the Oregon Arizona game. Then we went to the women's game. We're not talking about that. They lost in the end. And then
it's been a very long day. Guys.
Now we're doing the podcast. We're probably gonna make passionate love to our puppy for hours on end.
What?
Not
well, he's
late.
Currently chewing on your shoe. He's chewing on your shoe. So Arizona beats Oregon 103-83. There's just chaos going. First of all, what made us get a puppy? Like, let's really analyze this because I haven't slept since Tuesday. I'm exhausted. Like, I will say I've slept sporadically. And then we thought we cleaned the house pretty well and like swept and we vacuumed. And he keeps finding all these little tidbits to chew on.
No, the biggest issue is he's a toe biter.
He is a toe biter.
He's
so freaking cute.
Just bites toes.
Anyways, puppies, puppies.
Jinx you.
We've had quite 24 hours.
I jinx you.
We did go to SmackDown in Phoenix.
Shout out to Pop McHale. Just saw him at dinner.
We did.
Just in case.
Not the real Pop McHale, by the way.
Just in case he doesn't want his real name out there.
The board member, Pop McHale.
Very nice to meet you.
We here's a pro tip. We go to Doughbird relatively regularly.
Shouldn't have told anyone.
And that's where we met this person. So it was nice to meet you tonight. And, you know, there's a lot to talk about Arizona men's basketball. But before we begin, we have a quick message from our sponsor as the puppy brings us a receipt that he's chewing on. That's awesome.
Damn, he just brought Oregon them receipts, son.
Managing your money involves more than simply making and following a budget. You may be great at spending less than you take in, but if you don't put your excess money to work, your savings could be dry as the Sonoran Desert. Money management with us at Longview Insurance and Investments involves creating budgets to understand and decide where your money is going and growing efficiently. Learn more. Visit www.longviewinsuranceandinvestments.com to learn mas. And spoiler alert, we do have an interesting, fun new sponsor might
we'll
be coming
introduce,
on board
yeah,
this
we'll
coming week.
Next week. We're very excited.
It's
for our new
a top secret, but we'll just say that, I don't know. Do you want to say he got on a phone call with the other day?
Nope.
Oh, okay. That'll be for another podcast, but there is something newsworthy coming up this coming week that we will share with you.
Ellen DeGeneres, come on down.
Anyway, we don't have questions for Victory Podcast. We also
are just too tired. Separately, we don't really want to do questions.
You know.
Glad you asked.
It was senior night. Let's start there. Just seniors. Obviously, we had five that were amazing.
Yeah, I mean, let's just start at the beginning. I like it. I know some people freak out, but Tommy always points to the bigger picture overall with the culture. And that was in a quote this year. It was a quote last year with the culture of being able to start a walk-on on senior day. Multiple walk-ons. Awesome. Like, that's what he does. He says he'll take it on a year-by-year basis. Maybe if the game was to decide the conference last game of the year. Maybe, but, you know, even then, I think he would start the walk-on. Like, and he said you could always judge a program by their walk-ons and managers, and Arizona has some good ones. Like, it isn't BS. These guys are legitimately good and help the team and are close to the players and all that. And it was very, very cool to see Grant Whiteman get in and get that steal and get the pass to Keyshawn, and he got fouled. But then Grant got in at the end of the game and wound up giving 9 minutes of action, which is awesome. I mean, it's really cool to see. He works hard. He's a very good kid, comes from a good family. And, you know, it's those situations, getting guys in like him and, you know, putting in Luke Champion at the end of the game. And it's just things in general. Like, it's cool to see coaches do that. And, you know, it's a situation where you hope your team is good enough to overcome the 1 minute the guy's probably going to play. But, you know, Arizona was playing so well to start the game that Tommy kept in Grant till the first media timeout. And it worked. He made a nice play. He was all over. Jadarian Tracy was the guy he was guarding, and he didn't let up any buckets or anything like that. And very cool to see from Grant.
Go, Grant, go.
And overall, like, you know, when you look at the seniors, and I'll kind of go one by one before we start, you know, and say a little something. Caleb Love proved me, I don't want to say he proved me wrong, but I'll say it, whatever. You know, I was very skeptical when Arizona brought him in because of the stories coming out of Carolina. And it was always a high-risk, high-reward situation. It turns out there wasn't much of a risk. Like, I haven't heard a peep out of anyone on the team behind the scenes, any coaches, anything. You know, Caleb Love has been an excellent teammate, a really, really good player. Who knows where this team would be without Caleb Love, and it's almost sad in a way that we only get him for a year. To me, he's the Pac-12 Player of the Year, very clearly. I think he's challenging for an All-American spot. I know John Rothstein put up R.J. Davis. When you compare the two stats, I don't really see much of a difference between R.J. Davis and Caleb Love to put R.J., but that's a whole different conversation. Pelle Larsson, your boy.
Hello, my little Swedish fish.
I am glad to see him hit his potential this year. Especially, you know, like, this game was a perfect indication. He looked like an NBA player out there.
He deserves it.
22 points, 6 assists, 4 rebounds. Really, really good. When he's aggressive, he's a completely different player. But remember, like, he was a guy where he was, you know, at Utah, and Tommy brought him on board and trusted the process, stayed with Arizona when maybe he wasn't getting as many minutes, had some rough patches, and it paid off. Umar was the one. I don't really get emotional. Like, I don't want to say I was emotional, but, like, if...
It's okay, Jason. You can have emotions.
No, there's players over the years that, like, I went out of my way to tell them when their season was over.
Let me remember. I think one is Kyle Fogg.
Yep. Kyle Fogg was one of them.
And
there's only one other one, really.
Yeah, it was only two that you ever said I actually was emotional about.
TJ McConnell.
That's right. TJ.
I went up to those guys, and they're the only two that I did it with, and I said, look, like, I just want to let you know it was a pleasure to cover you. Thank you for everything. I wish you the best of luck in the future. You know, I'm not, like, sitting there weeping. I'm just saying, look, like, you made my job much more enjoyable, right?
And I'll be a lifelong fan.
Yeah, like, Umar is that dude. Like, I don't know what Umar's professional career future holds or all that, and I don't really care, because Umar's the type of dude you just kind of know is going to be successful. Really nice guy. Everyone likes him. He mentioned multiple times, like, Tommy, a lot of people gave up on him. Like, he was really good coming out of high school, got to Gonzaga, really struggled. And, you know, Tommy said, come to Arizona, when really the numbers wouldn't indicate that he would have been that successful. And Tommy said, look, I've seen this guy up close. So I believe in him. He had some rough patches like some others, and then this season and really towards the end of last season, but this season especially,
blossoming.
He's been one of the best big men in the country. So, and then Keyshawn Johnson. You know, Keyshawn has been pretty much what I thought he would be. A really good guy, great teammate. Everyone loves him when he plays well and with passion. Really fun to be around. And so this class overall, and I'm not getting into who I expect to come back and who I don't. I'll be honest, I would just expect everyone to leave.
When the chapter closes.
But like Umar saying, this is my last ride, and Mikhail, Pella's going to be an NBA pick. You know, eventually I think you just kind of got to move on. And I think Arizona's preparing for that with recruiting and all that. But overall, it was nice to see these guys all play well. Like, they all played well on senior day. So that was pretty cool.
Didn't Pella like say that they're going to try to get a national championship, and he dropped an F-bomb? And
yeah, that was awesome. I like how Tommy does it. So Tommy does it, if you weren't at the game, Tommy does it where he's got a recorded message with some clips before the game. And then after the game, they come out and the players make a speech and all that. And it's very...
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Hosts Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.
Cool. It's a cool little touch. So, I mean, the game overall, my dad texted me. He's like, did you expect this? I expected Arizona to win.
As we were all roasting in the sun watching Brielle play flag football.
It was a little warm in Mikhail. Clearly, I expected Arizona to win. This was insane. Like, the start of that game, that 12-minute stretch in the first half, you know, poor Oregon. Like, it was nuts. Like, Arizona would have pretty much beaten any team in the country the way it was executing on offense today. I mean, they shot 61% from the field. They made 14 of 25 from three. They actually didn't shoot well from the line. If they did, they probably would have, let's just give them 5 more points, right? They were 11 of 19. They only turned the ball over 10 times. Oregon didn't score off them. They dominated the glass. 27. Let me get that number. Make sure I'm right. There's 227. There's 27 bench points. 27 assists on 39 baskets. I mean, that's just stupid. You know, when the offense operates at the level that it did today, there's very few teams in the country that are going to be able to stop it. It's funny, the offense actually didn't go up in KenPom. The defense went down because of the ridiculous second half, which we'll get to later. But overall, I mean, again, like, it's a buzzsaw. Like, that's what it is. There's only so much you can do when Arizona's hitting like that offensively.
Okay. I guess individual performances or...
Yeah, and just, you know, overall, like, I'll just go to the second half. Like, Tommy was pissed, but it actually helps, I think. Like, if Arizona wins by 40, there's only so much you can say at practice on a Monday. And he even said after the game, he goes, in a way, I'm glad that we struggled defensively because now I can get on their ass on Monday.
They got to have some coachable moments.
To credit Oregon, they, you know, Cuisinart,
bread maker.
Yeah, Cuisinart was cooking. You know, 39 points, I think 33 of them in the second half. It was just a stupid performance. Their defense just wasn't good. I think a lot of it, to be honest, was just like, hey, we're scoring every time down. I mean, Oregon shot 66%, which is stupid, but Arizona shot 58%. And it was already up 21 at halftime. So I think part of that is Oregon was hot. Part of it was just they lost focus for a little bit. I don't worry about those things. They still won by 20. So I don't really worry about it. It's not like Oregon ever came back and got the game close. Right. It was never, that game was over almost right away.
I hate it when people are like, oh, it should have been 40 points. It's like,
come on. If had Arizona won by 8, I think it would have been like a concern because of what the game looked like. But it's hard to be too concerned when you're winning by 20 and everything you're shooting is going in anyway. And it's a human element, right? Like, and yes, you want to put teams away and all that. And they did. Like, remember, and really, it was a 20-point game. But remember, Arizona went to the bench with like 4 minutes left. Oregon went on a 6-0 run over the last 3 minutes, turned the ball over and went scoreless for the last three. They probably won by 25, 30 points if Tommy
doesn't
go.
They kept all the starters in.
Right. So it's, you know, it is what it is.
Okay. It is what it is. All right. You mentioned all of the scoring that occurred. Let's start from the top.
Yeah, let's just go down the line.
Senior Love.
I'll just go down the line and you can chime in with your beauty.
Oh, thanks. I mean, I was listening to the second half in the car, listening to Brian Jeffries on the radio because there was a gap in between Braille's games. So that was at least something I got to. I didn't get to hear the fun half, but it sounded like it was just a free-for-all. Like, we're hearing Camden live on the podcast. He's mad that he's not up here. But Caleb's performance, obviously.
Caleb,
as usual.
Caleb had the, 22 points, 9 of 19 shooting. He misses 10 shots, 6 of them are from 3. Caleb Love experience again, put up some bad shots, but also had some really, really good passes. The lob to Keyshawn was crazy how perfectly timed it was. 7 assists and 1 turnover. I mean, that's a crazy impressive stat for the amount of touches that Caleb Love gets per game. Pelle Larsson, we already talked about. Umar, double-double. He hunted it a little bit.
Everyone was waiting for that.
And we all knew Tommy kept him in a little longer than he probably wanted to, but he was hunted for it. He got it. That's now 8 in a row. He should get 2 this week, I'd assume. I don't know, but there's a good chance. Keyshawn, 21 points. When Keyshawn brings that energy, man, he changes the entire dynamic
He's
of this
electrifying.
Team. And there's been games this season where, for whatever reason, he hasn't brought the energy, and Arizona suffered because of it. But since that Washington State game, he has absolutely brought the energy the last 2 or 3 games and been very, very good. Jaden Bradley, I thought he played very well. 15 minutes, 8 points, 5 assists. He fouled a little more than normal, not a big deal, but did not turn the ball over, played well. To me, the story of this game, and there's other guys that play. KJ Lewis didn't take a shot, played 11 minutes, but I didn't have a big problem with him. Crevis is going to struggle. I mean, Crevis, we've said it before, if Arizona's facing a super athletic center, Crevis basically can't play.
Effective.
He's there to give Balo a rest. It is a complete, and no disrespect to him, no knock on him. It is a complete mismatch to ask that guy to guard Nafali Dante, right?
Yep, like it's that's just, not going to work.
The coolest story of the game beyond the seniors.
Obviously.
Was Kylan Boswell coming out and looking like an NBA point guard and hitting mid-range jumpers, pulling up from 40 feet away or whatever it was, passing. And look, he actually didn't score in the second half. The second half, Arizona kind of went to a little bit of a defensive, a little bit of a different lineup. I mean, when you take a look at the second half, Kylan only played 11 minutes, mostly because they were giving other guys some minutes. KJ played 6. And this time of year, if you can give a guy like Kylan 11 minutes, you can give a guy like Caleb Love 14 minutes, you're going to do it, and you're going to take advantage of it. But Boswell didn't score in the second half, but it wasn't for lack of effort or anything like that. It's just kind of the way the game played out. But for him to score 19 points, a career high in the first half, in basically whatever it was in the first half, it was 10 minutes. It was insane. Very rarely do you see something like that, and it completely it won Arizona the game in a way. Like, it was so crushing to Oregon to see Boswell do that to really, like, you come out and you're like, okay, we're gonna go all in on stopping Caleb Love. And then Boswell destroys you. There's only so much you can do.
They didn't
situation.
Scheme for Kylan, guys. That was the best part.
I mean, it wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah, it wouldn't have mattered. But that's always good. We're out here playing chess, folks. That's it.
And now, I mean, Arizona turns and they have the LA schools and they're going to have to sweep if they want to share of the Pac-12 title, I believe. I'm not sure, actually, if they have to sweep. I got to look at the math. But, you know, I thought Washington State would lose the game this week. It didn't. Washington State continues to play well. And
UCLA almost did it tonight. UCLA almost
had it in a bad flagrant. The rest were not good. Kind of changed the dynamic of the game. I assume Washington State will kill Washington. But right now, I mean, going into the last week of the regular season, you know, Tennessee today beat Alabama. They still have Kentucky and South Carolina. I've said this before. If they beat those two teams and wind up with the one seed, I'm not going to argue. It is what it is. Arizona is locked into Salt Lake and the West at this point.
So, as a one or two.
As a one or two. That's not changing no matter what the results are this week. Right now they're just playing to be a one. Should they lose this week, they would drop down to a two. There's no conceivable way they could drop down to a three. Unless they just, you know, if they lose three in a row, maybe, but I don't even think then. So overall, a very successful, fun day. Like, it was just a fun day. Like, Kenny Lofton going in the Ring of Honor.
That was awesome.
Great interview. We'll have it up on Monday. He was fun. Tommy came in, had a 5-minute press conference because he even said, not much to talk about. Let's give it to the seniors and get out of here. Just one of those games where Arizona comes in, does what it's supposed to do, dominates the opposition, another day at the office, and now you have a big week coming up.
Yep, it was pretty awesome. I think I mentioned to you earlier, everything's getting fuzzy. Was it the women's golf or women's tennis that had a really successful, I don't know what that means. It was tennis.
Yeah, sorry, I made an arm motion.
He just swung his arm. I'm like, what the hell? It could have been golf or tennis. Shout out to the women's tennis team. I don't have the thing in front of me where they went, but they won.
They played tennis and they won.
They played tennis today at a tournament and they won, and they haven't been like won that one in a very long time. I know that sounds super unofficial, guys. I'm so sorry. Like, we're so tired.
Shout out to the women's basketball team for trying today. Yeah. I'm not going to talk too much about it. We were at the game. Shout out to
Burrell. Burrell's upset. Erica's devastated.
Look, I think that Arizona very clearly lacked energy after the USC debacle, double overtime, whatever that was. And UCLA is really, really good. And a mixture of
big
lacking energy and shots not going in is a really bad combination, and it tends to snowball. That's what happens. As of now, I'm not a women's basketball expert, but I do read some bracketology. I don't think Arizona's in. Should they beat Washington and upset USC in the Pac-12 tournament, I think it gets super interesting. But right now, I can't see the way they get in.
Right now. We're hoping, but
Washington State woman beating Colorado really hurt Arizona today.
Yeah. If anyone's following all of that. But shout out to the three seniors on the women's team. Helena Puyo. I always say it wrong.
Helena Puyo. Brielle wants to say something about
Esmeri Martinez seniors. And Isis Bey.
Go ahead, Brie, real
one
quick.
One more year, Isis. If you're listening to this, one more year.
She's definitely, Isis Bey checks into this every night.
Yep, she's listening. Thanks, Isis.
Yeah.
One more year for Isis. We'll see.
I also was wearing sunglasses, trying to hide myself. It didn't work.
Oh, yeah. I think you got spotted by several people.
I just want to point out that we got the sunglasses because Brielle made 2 of 3 free throws at the Powerade station.
Yeah, the Powerade station was pretty cool. So,
anyway. Oh, my God. Another Jinxie Jinx.
Does that mean I can't talk?
Shut up.
I'm just going to go to bed now.
No matter where you are, where you're sleeping.
Actually, I did try to get everyone to sing Bear Down Arizona at SmackDown.
It didn't go well.
And
sitting right next
we
to
had an ASU fan next
nice
to
guy,
us.
Though. He's a nice guy.
To be fair, he was very nice. And that is the nicest thing I've ever said about an ASU fan. And on that note, no
every
matter
you
where
take,
you are
every move you
or
make,
what you
I'll
do,
be bearing down.
You can always bear down.
Shelby, can't you see?
You belong to me.
No, it's you bear down with me.
You bear down with me.
My baby.
New CBS Monday.
NCIS!
Here's where we can see them.
NCIS and NCIS Hawaii return with all new cases.
Double tap to the chest, one to the head.
These guys are professionals.
All new criminals.
Violent Island, you got here.
Welcome to paradise.
And all new crimes to be solved.
If you're watching this, I've been arrested.
What are the charges?
Just one. Murder.
New NCIS and NCIS Hawaii, Monday, starting at 9, 8 central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.